thought we had a good training, you know, kind of a, as I told the team after practice, that was kind of a training camp practice. It was a long practice. It was a full padded practice. We had some competitive tackling drills. We had some competitive one-on-one drills. Did a lot of different situations. We attempted to simulate the end of the game with one team down by 10 points and another team having a lead there at the end. So I thought we got a lot of good things accomplished.
You brought in some veteran quarterbacks to work out. Is the thinking just for some preseason depth, or that, you know, maybe someone can help out from season?
Well, we always, you know, we've had workouts almost every single day, and that's no different. We're always evaluating different people that are out there. So no, really no different than any other position. We've brought in people at virtually every position.
Matt Moore, are you concerned with, like, preseason games?
He looked like he threw the ball well today. You know, I got to take a look at the tape, but I thought he threw the ball well.
Joe, can you say fair degree of certainty that Matt Moore will be your backup quarterback this season?
Well, we're really not at that stage where we're going to decide who the final 53 players are. That won't come. That's probably 2.5 or so weeks away. So when that time comes, we'll know. But we really haven't named, you know, anybody, anything. We haven't anointed this player, that position. We're still in a competitive mode. We want to get an opportunity to evaluate a lot of different players at different spots, and that's still going to continue, certainly, for sure, this week.
Where is Pat Devlin in his growth? Has there been, to you, visible, tangible improvement over the course of 3 years into year four?
Well, I can only speak to when I got here. I know he was here a little bit before me, but I think he definitely has developed. I like his play speed. That's one of the great strengths that I think he has. He plays the game fast. He's decisive when he's back there. But again, let's call it what it is, and he has to be out there on a more consistent basis to get a good, thorough evaluation.
Coach, how much are you impressed with Brandon Gibbs, you know, coming back from such an injury that he had to score at this point?
Yeah, I think there's been more and more pictures as practices unfolded over these couple of weeks where he reminds us more of the player that we saw on film last year. And so that's encouraging, and it's good for him. He's worked hard to rehabilitate himself from the injury, and it's good for our football team to have that kind of competition.
How tough are these veterans making on these younger guys for a receiving quarter and getting a spot on this team?
Yeah, it's going to be, as we said when we started camp, you know, on paper, it's a good group. There's a lot of good players in that group, and so these preseason games are going to be important to be able to, you know, for guys to distinguish themselves from one another and make the ball club.
Joe, in trying to improve the timing between Ryan and Mike Wallace on the long passes, how do you do that when you obviously can't be running a guy out 50 yards?
Yeah. Well, one of the things we do, it's not necessarily 100% full speed. You guys have probably noticed we've done what we call a pat and go drill every single practice of training camp, where we're working not just with number 11, but with all our players and with the quarterbacks, teaching them where we want the deep ball placed relative to where the receiver on the outside shoulder. We're working that touch for 3 or 4 minutes every single day. We have a lot of shot plays scripted in practice. They don't always necessarily get thrown because of the coverage, if he's open or not. We don't want to have a passing game where our quarterback just throws the ball to a specific jersey number regardless of the coverage. So, but it takes work, it takes timing, and we do something against air. We script it in skeleton, we script it in team, and so those are some of the things, with steps we've taken.
How would you describe progress on that front between Ryan and Mike, not just in camp but this year?
I think it was much improved in the OTAs. I think it's continued on, but again, he missed some practice time, so it's hard to say that exactly where we are.
So what goes into the mindset of bringing in, you know, a few young undrafted quarterbacks versus bringing in veterans to get a little bit of ground?
Yeah. Well, I think it's just, again, we've had a couple different workouts at that position, and we just look at the guys and we evaluate what kind of fit they might be for the system, for the scheme, where they are in their career. There's a host of factors that go into it. You know, what kind of chemistry fit are they, you know, do they have a reasonable chance of competing, and where and how. And so there's a bunch of, it's not just how strong the arm is or how accurate the passer is. There's a host of factors that go into it.
So you have two coordinators who are still undecided whether it comes from the field or the booth this year. Are you a booth or a field offensive coordinator?
More booth. Yeah. I think it's wherever anybody's comfortable doing it. You know, I think Kevin and his career in college was more of a coordinator from upstairs in the booth, and obviously his first 2 years, that's where he's been. I thought things went very smoothly on the field last week with Bill and Kevin down. But I think it's good for us to experiment during the preseason and see which. Ultimately, they're the ones that are calling the play. They have to be comfortable. So I don't have a strong preference. I want them to feel confident and comfortable wherever they may be.
I feel like Moreno's getting closer and closer to game
shape. Yeah, he looked better today. You know, he did some things well yesterday in practice, and we'll get in there and look at the film here in a couple minutes. But I think he's definitely making progress. Yeah, he's playing faster, Lewis. He's been more decisive. We like the way he's blocking. I thought he played in the game roughly 20 plays the other night. And, yeah, he's, you know, as we like to say sometimes, he's looking more like a football player, like an NFL player. Less indecision, playing faster. He's catching the ball better out here. And so there seems to be a lot of positives.
Out of the first game, you said you need to work more on tackling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Well, we did a couple different drills. We had the linebackers against the running backs and the tight ends in a drill right here, down here, where we had they had about 5 yards of space. They're about 10 yards apart. And I thought it was a very, very good drill. We also did a score drill where we had the defense on the red line. You guys noticed the red lines. We had an offensive player, the receivers, about 5 yards away and within a 5-yard area, attempting to get across the red line. So we added a couple drills today. As you mentioned, it's not that we don't work on tackling at other times, but we want to make it an emphasis this week.
Joe, the emphasis on defensive backs not putting their hands on the receivers 5 yards down the field, how big an adjustment and how big a problem has that been for you guys during camp and on Friday?
Well, we had some penalties in the game. We had too many. We had 10, I believe, as a football team. It's been one of our strengths over the last couple of years. But so that certainly wasn't very good on Friday night. We had a lot yesterday. We had a number of different one-on-one route drills yesterday, and we had some more there, which, again, we got to do a better job. We got to clean it up. And that, I think it's, you know, having sat through those meetings, I think it's, you know, some points of emphasis they kind of forget about when the season gets going. I think this one is going to be one. And rightfully so, that they're going to, you know, enforce, as they should.
Did Delmas and Rashad get called for that? Their violation was way on the other side of the field, I thought. Am I right on that?
I remember Lewis's. Yeah, I mean, his was about 8 yards deep. They were both good calls, I think.